What's up, guys? I have a really cool idea for you today. It's also from Stoicism. And just listen to this quote. I think it's from like Epictetus or someone like that. But this is an ancient like Stoic quote. And it says, "How much more harmful are the consequences of anger than the circumstances that aroused it within us?" So think about this. The last time you got super angry, it was probably because someone did something or said something that was just really wrong and not okay, right? And in that moment, it made you feel hurt. It made you feel less than. It made you feel like they thought that they were better than you or something, right? There's something wrong with that situation. What if you didn't get angry? Would it change what they said? No. Would it make it any less hurtful? No. Could you lessen your own pain and suffering from what they said? Probably, yeah. And so think about that. Think about, what are the consequences of anger? Let's go there. So when you get angry at someone or about something or whatever, right? Especially when you're like uncontrollably angry, like something really, really pissed you off. What happens? You might throw something. You might punch a wall. You might yell at your spouse. You might yell at your kids. You might, you know, drink. You might start smoking too much to deal with. Like, anger can drive you to do other self-destructive behaviors. And so what if, rather than getting super angry, especially when circumstances aren't even that crazy bad, what if you could, kind of like we talked about yesterday, what if you could come at it with a clear head? What if you could take this thing that most people would get completely pissed off about? What if you could de-escalate the situation, come at it with a clear head, treat that person with kindness, or treat the situation with gentleness and care? What if you could do that? Well, I think first off, you know, when I've tried this, the biggest thing for me is I don't have to feel angry. That's the biggest thing for me is I legitimately hate being angry. If something pisses me off, being pissed off is not a feeling that I like to allow into my life. Now, if I need to be pissed off so that I can act on a situation and right a true wrong and like something needs to happen, you know, there's definitely a place, there's a time and place for dipping into the dark side of your personality, what's called the shadow, right? There's a time and place for that when things are truly wrong and you need to seek out justice and you need to use that anger to affect positive change. That is a situation that happens. But I would say the vast majority of the time that we spend angry is over shit that doesn't truly matter. And in your head, in your own noggin, you can just take a moment, calm yourself, get your bearings, become okay with whatever's happening, and then you can think clearly about how you can change the situation or how you can kill that person with kindness or whatever it is. And so think about that. Think about, what if instead of getting angry and then facing the consequences of that, like you punch your hand and then you get like, in fact, actually I punched a wall like not too long ago. And then I actually like hurt my, some of the like, muscle or whatever in my hand. Like I couldn't like do this with my hand for a while. I couldn't like rotate it around because I punched a wall, hurt myself when all I had to do was not punch the wall. The thing that I was mad about was not worth punching a wall over, especially because I think I was actually just mad at myself. So think about that. If you could just not get so angry that you allow yourself to lash out, if you could just cut that part out, de-escalate the anger, well, you're not going to hurt your hand. Maybe you're not going to yell at your spouse and cause resentment. Maybe you're not going to yell at your kid and cause the kid to not want to tell you things or, you know, be afraid of you or try to start hiding stuff, which is even worse. Think about all of those consequences, how much worse those things are than whatever just happened. You know, I'll go back to the idea of, you know, a kid doing something. Like, imagine if you get mad at your kid for, I don't know, not trying hard enough on a test, right? So there's one thing, which is, hey, I know you didn't try hard, very hard on that, and I think that if you apply yourself, then you can get a lot more out of school, you'll get a lot more out of these classes, and you're not going to have to deal with bad grades. Like, it's just better to do well on tests and really try. That's a great way to come at it, I think. But if you come at it like you're grounded for 2 weeks because you didn't apply yourself and start like really degrading your kid and talking about like how they're lazy and they're going to stop playing video games because video games are causing them to be a bad student, all of this shit, if you start going down that path, your kid is going to hate you, I promise you. So why not just not go there? Choose a more peaceful path, be more of a mentor and a guide, and then they're not going to resent you. They're not going to hate you or run out of the house, or you're not going to get into a screaming match. And if you avoid all of those things, then you can have a much better relationship with your kid. And that better relationship is going to also encourage them to do better in school, if that's the issue. So take that and just, I want to reiterate this quote. So let me read it again. So, how much more harmful are the consequences of anger than the circumstances that aroused it within us? So I want you to meditate on that. Think about that. Maybe leave me a comment and let me know what you think about this idea. And maybe this week, pay attention when you get angry and see how you can de-escalate the situation. You can suppress the anger and get to a peaceful solution much quicker and see how that helps your happiness. You might find you're 10% happier, to use Dan Harris's little term. All right, that's all for today. Thank you for watching and listening and reading on the blog, and I will see you tomorrow.